Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Filipino develops plant-based packaging. Iloilo City, a Balik Scientist Program awardee of the Department of Science and Technology, DUST, is currently developing an alternative packaging made from plant-based materials and biomass residues through nanotechnology. Dr. Noel Peter Tan is leading the research on nano-enabled bioplastics from regenerated cellulose, aiming to produce an alternative source of biodegradable bioplastic with improved mechanical properties suitable for packaging materials. The aim of my bioplastic packaging system is to provide an alternative to the sachet economy. While our sachets will not disappear, we need biodegradable alternatives, said Tan during his exit report presentation in Iloilo City on Wednesday, April 17. Tan's focus lies in harnessing cellulose-based or plant-derived materials compared to the traditional plastic that is made from petroleum-based raw materials. Tan heads the Center for Advanced New Materials, Engineering, and Emerging Technologies, CONMEET, at the University of San Agustin in Iloilo City. CONMEET, inaugurated in June 2022, is the first material science and emerging technologies research center in Western Visayas. The research center houses two laboratories, the Smart Packaging Laboratory and the Membranes Laboratory. Tan said he is exploring partnerships with industry players like Flex Solutions Incorporated in Davao City to explore avenues for commercializing his innovations. He noted that finding an industry partner in Western Visayas has posed challenges. "We don't have an industry partner in Western Visayas. After this project, hopefully, my proposal will go to a technical panel presentation because I want this project to be more commercialized or to be put on a larger scale," he said. "From the moment we started at the lab scale, we will move to pilot scale, and then industrial scale for human use," he added. Apart from sustainable packaging, Tan also ventured into a membrane technology for seawater desalination program, aiming to improve a passive membrane distillation system powered by solar energy. He believes that developing functional prototypes of desalination units for community-based use holds promise for addressing water scarcity issues in the country. Tan plans to expand partnerships with local and international institutions for the sustainability of CONMEET. "We have to move beyond the four corners of our lab and ensure collaboration. This time we will expand our collaboration with higher education institutions," he said. Leah Buendia, DUST Undersecretary for Research and Development, said that innovators like Tan enrich the country through innovations geared towards solving national concerns such as environmental protection and management. DUST Philippine Council for Industry, Energy and Emerging Technology Research and Development Executive Director Dr. Enrico Peringit emphasized how the program drives innovation and inspires future scientists. "The Balik Scientist Program ensures that there is a steady stream of knowledge that will also make impacts to the lives of people, especially in those areas that are most needing answers, needing solutions, and most needing of opportunities, whether it's economic, social or otherwise," Peringit said.